There are nearly 300,000 U.S. and British soldiers deployed in Kuwait and other locations near Iraq, preparing to invade. Among them are about 20 military personnel who specialize in combat search and rescues. If a pilot is shot down over Iraq, these are the troops who will be in the air within minutes to carry out a rescue mission. They are trained to go anywhere under any circumstances to bring a pilot back alive. No one in the Air Force has more combined combat, survival, and medical skills. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Kuwait.
This is an airbase in the desert south of Iraq. For political and security reasons, the U.S. military does not want to say anything more specific about where this base is. But there are jet fighters of all sorts flying patrols over Iraq already. And this is where the tiny 332nd Expeditionary Rescue Squadron is based. In addition to 20 or so para-rescuer jumpers, they call themselves PJs, there is a small squad of pilots. They fly HH-60 Pave Hawk helicopters that can bring the PJs right down onto the battlefield. And they fly HC-130 cargo planes, which can deliver the PJs and their equipment, including all-terrain vehicles, to hostile territory by parachute. Colonel Kaz, again for security reasons, the Air Force does not want these men to be identified by their full names. Colonel Kaz is the commanding officer of the squadron. He says his plane will be the first to cross the border into Iraq if a pilot is shot down.
We carry 3 pararescuemen that we can insert into any scenario with either just themselves, or we also have ATVs that we put in with them. They're fully armed. They provide security around the survivor and immediate medical attention if they are severely injured and they can't wait for the helicopters.
Helicopters are the preferred method for getting the pararescuers onto the battlefield because they can get down on the ground and get an injured pilot out quickly. The helicopters also have guns for protection. The cargo planes do not. One of the helicopter pilots is Major Scoop.
We fly low enough and slow enough where the war is very, very personal. You can see the guys face to face. It amazes me as to what we're asked to do and how we prosecute the mission, making the impossible look routine.
If a pilot must eject from a damaged plane, the ejector seat has an electronic beacon that is activated and will signal location. There's another beacon on every pilot's flight suit, along with a radio. The PJs have been trained for more than 3 years to acquire all the skills necessary to find and protect a pilot anywhere in any terrain. They can jump out of aircraft at high or low altitude using free fall for as long as possible to prevent detection by enemy forces. One staff sergeant who goes by the call sign Bravo Hotel listed the numerous specialist schools the Air Force put them through.
We're scuba qualified, we're mountain qualified, we can use any assortment of weapons. We can use all weapons, all devices. It's really the jack of all trades. I mean, if something comes up, we pretty much can take care of it.
They've also been trained in advanced paramedic skills, how to treat burns, gunshot wounds, crush wounds. They can open up an injured pilot's chest on the battlefield and might have to fight off enemy forces at the same time. All the PJs are Air Force reservists. They have been involved in many peacetime rescue operations, pulling stranded climbers off the mountains in Oregon or distressed sailors miles off the Florida coast. Many have given a lot of thought to the controversy surrounding the imminent war with Iraq, and they are well aware of the protests against it around the world. Lieutenant Colonel Surge flies for Federal Express at home. He flies helicopters here. Master Sergeant Don, a PJ, is a civilian firefighter.
Being a firefighter, we were directly affected by the events of September 11th. To have the childhood and to grow up in our country the way I did is the way I want my son to grow up, without fear.
Actually, just our presence, whether we go to war or not, I think you're starting to see things develop that weren't developing. Just the fact that we're here, we're actually getting something accomplished. If we don't go to war right now, I feel accomplished that I see movement going on because we're here.
And I think it's important that we work to stabilize this world that we live in, and this is part of it. I want to be here if this is going to create a world that my son can grow up and be happy in.
Although they have trained for years, very few PJs have actually tested their skills in combat. In recent years, American pilots have rarely been shot down. The PJs have mixed feelings about the circumstances that would bring them into the war, says Bravo Hotel.
God forbid any of those pilots get shot down. I'm not wishing for that, but if that would happen, I think everybody on the team, I could say, with a lot of confidence, is more than willing to go in and do their job and be proficient at what they're going to be doing.
Said one pararescue pilot, "I couldn't be happier if we never have to turn a prop." Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kuwait.